Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Jay Stu and Agent Daryl, we're here at the Niagara Falls Comic Con Day 3.
Greetings.
And it's awesome. We're here with artist Jeff Isherwood, who's worked on Suicide Squad and Doctor Strange.
One of my favorites.
And Conan. And right off the bat, and X-Men Apocalypse.
Actually doing some of the movie visual work.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's cool.
The photo that was featured in the movie, or the portrait.
Yes.
I haven't seen the movie yet, but I heard you, I saw you mentioning it on Facebook. I got really excited about that. That's really cool.
That's right. And the katana, which isn't featured that much. She pulls out the katana to fight, but they feature her side blade a lot more, so I got paid. It's okay.
Now, is it exciting for you this year that there's going to be a Suicide Squad and a Doctor Strange movie?
I think it's really fun. I sadly didn't have anything to do to work on either of those, and originally, when I heard about Strange, I was really trying to find if I could get a job on the movie, but I...
Visual consultants, something, I guess, like the X-Men Apocalypse thing.
Well, doing storyboards or concept or anything, but I couldn't find out where the production was or get a hold of anybody. I don't really have that...
There's a bit of a disconnect between the Marvel studio, Hollywood studio, and the Marvel offices in New York, I guess. It's two different divisions, I guess.
It's a film production, and if you know somebody on the film production, it helps. I didn't even know where it was going to be made or anything, so I knew the director, but even trying to contact somebody on Twitter is tricky, unless that
it's a needle in a haystack. Yeah.
So, plus I have so many other jobs going, it was just kind of a lark to see.
You got the X-Men thing, so
but,
hey, that's...
It's because I've been doing film work in Montreal for 16, 17 years, and even though I live in Ottawa now, I still get calls to go back. In fact, this summer they're going to be filming a pilot for Krypton.
Oh, wow.
You've heard that series.
Okay.
It's a potential series. They're doing the pilot.
Another show for the DC TV universe.
Yeah, so the idea is like Gotham, I think, because it's the backstory of Superman on Krypton. It's his grandfather or great-grandfather, from what I hear. And again, it's the same prop master from X-Men Apocalypse. He called me about this. So, I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with it. She's not sure what she's going to need offhand. We just had a very short conversation last week. So, she's going to let me know. It's possible that the production house has had a lot of concept work done already out of Los Angeles. They might show up with a lot of stuff. But once you get into these things, there are small details. And well, for props, I mean, they're having to create the world of Krypton entirely. So who knows? That all just the stuff people use. I mean, if they're in somebody's house, they're going to need, you know, house decorations or kitchen utensils or whatever. And she's saying, well, they'll probably eat with a fork and a knife somehow, but what does that look like? And so a lot of times it's probably like the old Star Trek where they go around and buy stuff that works. For example, when we're watching, I think, Flash, they go to Flash or Arrow, I think it was Flash, we're watching that, and my wife, Amanda, is like, says, hey, I saw that at IKEA, the background, that lamp or that bed. Say, we have that same bed in our guest room.
You're absolutely right. I was watching Daredevil, first season, and the fight with him and Stick in his apartment. He's got that little, little red metal credenza that you get at IKEA. My wife's got one.
We really enjoy Daredevil. I have more.
It's been a fantastic series. Right?
Just watched it recently because we recently decided to get to Netflix, and so I just watched that series.
Jessica Jones, have you caught up on that one yet?
No, when I get home, I'm going to start because I finished the Daredevil, and I'm going to switch over and watch that next. Love the fact that they went back to Frank Miller's run on Daredevil to start that, and that was pretty much the last time I was really reading comics regularly. Once I started working regularly, I really didn't have time to keep up and reading much anything else.
We were talking about that on Facebook the other day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just once you're in, you kind of have to give up the fan aspect and get to work.
And I noticed that with a lot of other people. Larry Hama's going, I haven't read a comic in 25 years. And Mike Rockwich, my old editor on Doctor Strange, was saying the same thing. Well, I think he just is fed up with what Marvel produces these days, but I don't know. And then, of course, now is the huge Captain America Hydra thing.
Oh, wow. What a bomb that was last week. Yeah, everybody flipping out.
So, of course, I just decided all the Avengers, they don't sell. No more Avengers Assemble. It's all Hail Hydra. You know? Let's push that one.
I've got a bunch of cap shirts every time I walk down the street now. People are like, Hail Hydra. I'm like, yeah.
But that's what I thought originally. You know, as I wrote, to me, it just disrespects the work of the writers and artists that have worked on the book for, what, 77 years or whatever, or however long it's been around. And just to turn around and say, we're going to actually change everything that you ever knew about the character automatically and essentially wipe out anything in the past. I would say make a new character where that's built in. Character's a mold.
They did that with Winter Soldier, where they did. But it's not the first time, I think, that Cap has betrayed America. I mean, in fact, the oldest comic that I have is from 1954. It's Young Men number 26. And he proclaims his allegiance to communism then.
Okay.
So, I mean...
he's going to vote for Bernie Sanders.
It's a plot twist that they've been doing.
Oh, well. I think Bernie was alive then, wasn't he?
I think it's... speaking
Bernie
of Sanders...
president.
Going to get a little off topic here. You created Trump, the character in Daredevil back in the 80s, whose real name is Carlton Sanders.
Yeah.
So what an amazing coincidence that is in this day and age, 2016. A vote for Sanders is a vote for Trump?
Staying on topic, horrifying. And you might have heard me also mention this, my feeling on Trump is, who is his biggest political ally, or who has been, running today? Hillary Clinton, right? He gave money to her campaign when she was trying to win the nomination against Obama. They're pals. So I figure he says, look, doll, I'm going to go. I'm going to hijack the Republican Party. I'm going to take over.
Get all the extremists riled up.
Say
get
anything.
Off in the corner here.
I'm going to say anything. And I'm going to tank and let you win the election. It's all yours.
So he's gonna throw a fight. He's going to take a dive.
I swear, that's what he's up to.
So, Daryl, as we're all aware, Doctor Strange is your favorite character.
One of, Cap is, Hydra or no, I do love Cap. Yeah. It'll all come out in the wash, I know.
Did you have any Doctor Strange questions today?
Well, I mean...
back in the right direction.
Did you have is there a favorite issue from your run with Roy Thomas in the 90s there? Roy and Dan Thomas, I should say, they co-wrote?
No. Can't really say for sure. I was just really happy when I heard Butch Geist was leaving the book and Rockwitz was editing.
But ambivalent because such great artwork.
The
opportunity to just slip in there after him.
Fact that it was going to be an opening, I jumped it because... In fact, I really liked the idea of working on the comic dealing with the sorcery. After me doing all this Conan, but to me, there are the books with the shoot 'em ups, the Punishers, and all that. That was really becoming a lot more prevalent at the time.
Yeah,
and I felt it just becomes the same old, same old. Yeah, get the bad guy and just shoot him. It becomes very repetitive. And to me, the idea of the Doctor Strange as the character and everything, I really felt. Had the opportunity to go in this whole opposite type of direction. And just the visual possibilities of dealing with this alternate dimensions and anything revolving around that would be really great. Issues I really liked. Well, actually, I was quite happy with when I was able to, was asked to create the supervillain or the other character, and was Killian, his new apprentice. And as this character, to my mind, was somebody who came from a place like Hell's Kitchen, could have been. I don't think I mentioned it specifically, but he had a rough background growing up.
Celtic origins,
rough,
if I recall.
Yes, but again, ancient Celtic. So because of the name and because of the threat of modern-day society from the ancient past, his powers were passed to him. But the idea was that every time he used his powers, it would cause him a great pain, you know, because he had the raised tattoos on his body for 7 different elements, not just the usual 4.
Right.
Figured magnetism and electricity.
Forces of nature.
Something, other things are extras. Anyways, they would become activated and cause him severe pain while he was using them. So I thought, here's a character, because most superheroes, they just do stuff and they don't think of twice about it, anything to themselves. And this guy, every time he did something, it really mattered to him. He really had
cost
to
cost him something.
Yeah, it was he'd have to sacrifice himself to go do it.
That's a real hero. Really.
Are you going to save the child from the shark tank? You stick your arm in, the shark's going to bite your arm, and you're still going to do that to pull the kid out? Or are you going to let the kid get eaten? You know, it's that kind of thinking. But this guy, being a tough kid, it was the kind of thing he was willing to do. And I suppose the theory, if the whole thing hadn't been canceled or me wiped out, or I think I can't recall what I wound up doing next, but I think I got moved to Namor at the time.
Okay, yeah.
I was really thinking I could develop this guy and do, you know, as he gets better, he starts to assimilate all these powers into him, and there he doesn't have that problem anymore. He gets more powerful, and that's sort of the idea. But as usual, it being a Marvel character, ultimately I wasn't able to develop him further.
Kind of limited by editorial, yeah.
But and again, that and then following Namor, I felt we could. I really thought we could do much better stories. The stories are good as they were, but I thought we could. There was so much more potential. And that's what happens when you're drawing as a comic. You have a lot of time to think. This drawing's a non-verbal.
You spend a lot of time in your own head. Yeah.
Yeah. It's non-verbal. If you're writing, you have to concentrate on what you're writing. You can't let your mind wander. But drawing, you can. It wanders all over the place. And while you're drawing, you get more ideas. More. As I'm drawing a comic, if I have a dialogue written down ahead of time, I just think of more dialogue as I'm going. The scenes play like movies in my head.
It's organic, yeah.
Absolutely, and that's the process of being. People say, well, where do you get inspiration? It's while you're doing the work. You have to get started.
It's not a where, it's not even a when, it's almost like a how.
Yes, you have to really make yourself. You are the character. You are
you
the actor.
You have to make yourself receptive to just the outside influences.
Like the drawing I did for you. Whatever the pose or the action, I imagine it's happening either I'm hitting the guy or I'm getting hit or whatever.
But we just want to say thanks a lot for your time. We know you're busy here, and we really appreciate it. And
love
your work.
Guys again, and anytime you want another drawing, you know.
This is stellar work. This is going up on the wall.
I got free time now.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. It was great meeting you, and I hope you have a great rest of the con.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.